characterize what you guys are building offensively?
Well, today was it was a bad build, but that's to be expected. You know, we're adding a chunk each day. I thought today really was the first day. Today was the first day where we had somebody do something that is just like, you know, okay, they've a few positions here and there, a few new guys, obviously a few veterans here and there that it's all new to hit the wall. And so we'll adjust accordingly. But by the same token, there's a lot of guys that have picked up a ton and have improved. But we're definitely installing to what we think are our guys' strengths. Certainly at quarterback first, and then just mixing and matching and really experimenting with a bunch of different things.
A bad build because the defense is doing a lot of different things too against you offense.
Well, certainly any time this time of year, whether it's OTAs or spring football, there's always, you know, there's always some boom and bust type of moments. And part of that, that's a big deal too, of knowing why something happened. You know, sometimes it's, you know, bad luck one way or the other, or sometimes it's just one guy, you know, one guy did the, either the right or wrong thing on either side. But there's been good back and forth, from a competitive standpoint to this point.
So, Mark, when you guys can look back, I guess, the last 4 months and the building you've done through that point and look ahead to when these guys do get it, mm-hmm. what will make this offense dangerous when it's operating in the past?
Well, hopefully just execution, getting guys totally confident in what they're doing and what the guy next to them is doing. Get to a point where a lot of guys are interchangeable, whether that's, up front or in the skill position area. And just have a quarterback that's playing fast and free and confidently.
What's your evaluation of Mitchell Trubisky, and how have you seen him grow throughout OTAs?
He's I really like his mindset. You know, he's a very competitive guy. He knows what he knows, and he is free to admit and talk about and ask what he doesn't. And that's not always the case with some guys, you know, whether that's a pride thing or whatever. But he's been very coachable. I think Dave Groen's done an awesome job of prepping him each day. And we all see through his eyes on a lot of things and through his brain and how he thinks through things. And so that's a big part of it, too, is just learning how that guy sees things and being able to talk and teach to that. But today he made some mistakes. Today he corrected some guys, but that he'll throw that away and build from the good stuff and continue to just kind of add a little bit more each day.
Mark, at this
is he
point,
where
is
he thought he would be at this point, or is he surprising you?
We never try to put, you know, we it's always been with quarterbacks. We chase perfection, and that's impossible, right? So it's a hard chase. But he's a willing participant in that, and a guy that again, he comes to every meeting prepared, every meeting with a good question, and he wants to be coached, and that's a big part of it too.
Mark, at this point of Trubisky's development, is it more important to accentuate his strengths or work on his weaknesses?
Well, I think certainly both. You're always gonna play to that guy's strengths, mm-hmm. right? If he can't do it,
right.
We're not very smart to try and do something that we think is some great fancy scheme, and we won't. But by the same token, we're gonna push and prod and poke and see what see what's in there. And so far, he's done a lot of good things.
But is there anything in particular that's holding him back? Is it keeping him from doing some of the good things because he's got a flaw or something?
Experience. I think it's 100% experience and just reps. And that's kind of what I was talking about of knowing why something happened. As a quarterback, you might take the perfect drop and be looking at the right guy in your progression, and that guy runs the wrong route, or the left guard busts or something, the defense does something, something different or wrong even. And trusting that is just a matter of just putting rep on top of rep and being confident.
Mark, how is it different for you at this point working with pros as opposed to college?
I missed the first part.
How is it different for you at this point working with pros as opposed to college kids?
I think just a number of reps and the guys have wives and kids and all that stuff on the outside, but these guys, it's the same. Man, guys, they want a plan. They want you to care about, them on the field, them off the field, and I think that's true in every level of every sport. I think as a group, our guys have been very hungry and thirsty and have taken to every position, to coaching. And so that's been good as well.
So there's no difference for you as a coach that this is their livelihood as opposed to.
Yeah. I mean, there's a different, mm-hmm. I guess, hammer on the end of it in some regards for some of these guys, or carrot, however you look at that, at the end of it. But again, I think when you talk football and you talk X's and O's and you talk, hey, take this footwork and here's why, and it's all the same. A lot fewer reps, than I'm used to, and then obviously the rules are different this time of year for contact and all that stuff. So just getting used to all that and trying not to screw anything up.
Mark, what's your impressions of Matt's scheme now that you've worked for it, and how do you feel like your fingerprints are on it? At this point and then going forward.
They are on the playbook somewhere. They're on the outside. This is 100% his system, and I think that's part of being out here too with these guys and the nuances of things and the edits and the kind of year to year editing that you do. That's kind of a process that never ends, and we're all a part of that. But this is absolutely, he's had a very successful track record for a long time, and we're all supporting that 100%.
What characteristics about the scheme stand out to you?
Well, I think it's something where you're trying to utilize playmakers. You're trying to keep maybe have a bunch of different ways of doing similar things to maximize, a certain position or a certain player. A lot on the quarterback as far as getting in the right play versus the correct look. A ton of pre-snap communication it's, I'm not saying good, bad, whatever. It's different than any of these guys have done before. Did I answer that question or did I?
Mark, when you first got here, you said that you and Matt would have to kind of work out whose responsibilities were whose, mm-hmm. and out on the field and meeting and stuff like that. Uh-huh. How is that shaken out so far? And do you have a pretty clear idea of what's his versus what's yours in terms of?
I think it's all ours. Yeah. And I told him a long time ago, whatever's good is his, and whatever's bad is mine. I'm 100% good with that. That's a work in progress as well. Every day we're going, hey, let's tweak this or tweak that. Or Harry Heastand says, hey, let's tweak this or tweak that. And that's another thing about Nags that we're looking for the best way, and the best way for our guys to execute his offense, and there's always that nuance that you're changing year in and year out, but nobody's looking to horn credit or blame or whatever.
You've mentioned a couple times that this is his scheme, but he obviously brought you in.
I didn't mention it. You asked about it.
No, you brought it up. They brought you here for a reason too.
Mm-hmm.
What aspects of what you did in college has been worked in here yet, or has translated with some of the guys who?
I don't know. I think again, there's. And we're talking about, at this point, you're talking about a release, an angle of a release on a route that might change, or a width of a split, or a little schematic change on the interior of the offensive line, how you communicate things. Those are all things that again, they change, they adapt. So I think, I've been, if it's something that, hey, we think can tweak a little bit and do differently or do better, I'll suggest it. If not, I won't say anything.
Mark, Mitch has been praised for having that quarterback it factor and immediately having that leadership role. How have you seen that? Have you seen that? And have you seen a lot of even veterans responding well?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that just how he works, how he prepares, how he comes to practice, he garners respect instantly. And now he's still in the mode of learning, and doing things out here. We might have run one play 10 times against 10 different defenses, and so his response to that, every one of those 10 things is brand new. And so you see his reaction to some of those is good. Some of those are things you want to improve upon and then, keep your chest up and lead. Cause we need that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.